الحمد لله الذي جمعنا على فرائضه والفضائل التي دعانا إليها.
This is what Allah brought us together in performing His obligations and the meritorious work to which He has summoned us.
في بيت من بيوته يقول فيه صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم من غدا إلى المسجد أو راح أعد الله له نزلا في الجنة كلما غدا أو راح.
And this is in a house from Allah's houses. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and what was authentically narrated from him, if someone goes to the mosque in the morning or in the evening, Allah prepares for him hospitality in each time he goes in the morning or the evening.
وأدي فريضة العشاء في جماعة وهي أفضل فريضة مع الصبح على المنافقين.
We have performed the obligation of Isha in congregation, and that along with the dawn prayer, the subh prayer, or fajr prayer, is the most difficult of prayers for the hypocrites.
قال نبينا ولو علموا ما فيهما لأتوهما ولو حبوا على فقر.
And our Prophet said, were they to have known what was in these two prayers, they would have come even crawling upon their knees.
وَلَقَدْ قَالَ مَنْ صَلَّى الْعِشَاءَ فِي جَمَاعَةٍ بَاتَ فِي جِمَّةِ اللَّهِ حَتَّى يُصْبِحَ.
And he has said, if someone prays the Isha prayer in a congregation, he will remain in the protection of his Lord until the morning.
إِنَّكَ إِنْ أَرَدْتَ الدُّخُولَ فِي جِمَّةِ أَحَدٍ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْقُوَّةِ وَالْوَجَاهَةِ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَحْتَجْتَ إِلَى تَرْتِيبَاتٍ وَمُحَاوَلَاتٍ حَتَّى يُدْخِلُوكَ فِي جِمَّةٍ.
If you wish to be placed in the protection or under the auspices and guarantee of someone of the earth, you would have to exert effort in this attempt and take numerous measures.
فَكِنَّ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَرَبَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِينَ وَرَبَّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ يُدْخِلُكَ فِي ذِمَّتِهِ بِمُجَرَّدْ أَنْ تُسْلِمَ الْعِشَاءَ فِي جَمَاعَةٍ.
However, the Lord of the worlds, the Lord of the heavens and the earth, the Lord of the great throne, He places you in His protection by your merely praying Isha in congregation.
فَمَنْ تَعَدَّى لَكَ أَخَذَهُ بِقُدْرَتِهِ وَسَطْوَتِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ.
So if someone transgresses against you when you're in your protection, He takes that person to task through His sovereignty and His ultimate power.
حتى جاء في الحديث فلا يطالبنكم الله من ذمته بشيء.
And it's mentioned in a prophetic tradition, so let not Allah take you to task for having transgressed His guarantee of protection about anything.
لا تتعرضوا لمن صلى العشاء في جماعة ولو أو صلى الصبح في جماعة بأذن فيتكون الله تبارك وتعالى الذي يطالبكم بذمته التي خبرتموها.
So don't mistreat someone who prayed the dawn prayer or the Isha prayer in congregation and thus transgress Allah's protection and expose yourself to being taken to task by Allah.
ومن النوافل راتبة العشاء وصلاة الوتر.
And from the voluntary prayers that we're encouraged to perform is the ratibah, the prayer, the sunnah after Isha, as well as the witr prayer.
وَالتَّطَوُّعُ بَعْدَ الْعِشَاء بِأَرْبَعِ رَكَعَاتٍ جَاءَ لَهَا فَضْلٌ خَاصٌ فِي الْحَدِيثِ.
And performing four voluntary rak'ahs after the Isha prayer has a particular merit that has been narrated in Hadith.
يقول صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم أربع بعد العشاء يعدلن مثلهن من ليلة القدر.
He said صلى الله عليه وسلم four prayed after Isha, four voluntary after Isha, it equals the lights thereof from the night of power, from ليلة القدر.
والركعة في ليلة القدر تنبو على 30,000 ركعة لأنها خير من ألف شهر.
And one rak'ah on the night of power on Laylatul Qadr is better than 30,000 rak'ahs because it is better than 1,000 months.
فخير الله على هذه الأمة عظيم.
So the good that Allah has placed upon this ummah is magnificent. By the blessing, the barakah of its generous prophet. Prior to this prophet coming, we were in clear misguidance. So when he was sent among us, we became the best nation that was brought forth for humanity. So how very great is the difference between what Allah said, and even if they were prior to this in clear misguidance. The difference between that and his saying, you become the best nation that was brought forth for humanity. This means that humanity will not find anyone better for them than you. Because you bear the perfect Sharia, the perfect sacred law, and the perfect guidance, and the perfect deen. And the way that Allah has selected or chosen and been pleased with for His creation. So Allah, or may Allah teach us the reality of this message and deen. And may He enable us to fulfill it or to establish it.
وَمَا الْفَرْضِ وَالنَّفْلِ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ نَتَزَاوَرُ فِي اللَّهِ.
And in addition to our having performed an obligation and an obligatory voluntary prayer, we're visiting for Allah's sake.
أَفِي الْحَدِيثِ مَنْ دَارَ أَخًا لَهُ فِي اللَّهِ شَيَّعَهُ 70,000 مَلَكٍ.
And it's mentioned in prophetic tradition that if someone visits one of his brothers for Allah, 70,000 angels accompany him.
يستغفرون له إن زاره في المساء إلى الصباح أو زاره في الصباح من الصباح إلى المساء.
And they continue to seek forgiveness for him if he visited in the morning all the way until evening. And that is 70,000 of the angels of your Lord working on asking forgiveness for you in exchange for what? Know the value of this ni'mah, this blessing. And deal with Allah in the proper manner, and be good, and you will profit. Verily Allah created His creation that they may benefit from Him, that they may profit from Him, not that He would profit from them.
ومع التزاور في الله نحن في مجلس العلم.
And in addition to our visiting for Allah's sake, we are all in a gathering of knowledge.
وروى الترمذي وغيره عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أنه قال.
A Tirmidhi and other than him narrated from in his Sahih, he narrated from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that he said.
من خرج في طلب العلم فهو في سبيل الله حتى يرجع.
If someone goes out seeking knowledge, he is in the path of Allah until he returns.
فإذا نويت حضور مجلس العلم فأنت في سبيل الله إلى أن تعود إلى بيته.
If you intend to attend a majlis of knowledge, you are in the path of Allah until you return to your home.
عبادتك تضاعفك المضاعفة في عبادة المجاهد في سبيل الله.
Your worship is the reward for it is multiplied just as the reward of the worship of a mujahid, of someone making jihad in the way of Allah is multiplied. A one good deed equals 700 good deeds. So one of your rak'ahs equals 700. And one subhanAllah equals 700. And one verse of the Quran equals 700. And charity, if you give charity on your path, equals 700. And if you give salams to your brother when you greet him, it's 700. And Allah multiplies for those whom He will. Verily, this ummah, this community, is a community that has received rahmah.
صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Because its means is the greatest of means.
لكل أمة النبي لكن نبي هذه الأمة سيد الأنبياء.
Every ummah has a prophet, however the prophet of this ummah, the prophet of this community, is the foremost of prophets, the master of prophets.
وصح أيضا في حديث عنه صلى الله عليه وسلم في فضل طلب العلم في المسجد.
And also it's been narrated in a Sahih hadith from him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the virtue of seeking knowledge in a mosque. He said, if someone goes out to the mosque wishing to do nothing other than learn a chapter of knowledge or teach a chapter of knowledge, he has like the reward of a hajj which is complete and complete and complete. That is from the great merit.
خاطب الله نبينا وقال له وكان فضل الله عليك عظيما.
Allah spoke to his prophet saying, and Allah's beneficence upon you is great. So that great beneficence poured from the prophet to his community. Praise Allah, praise be to Allah for these blessings. And with knowledge, in addition to knowledge, we're in a gathering of dhikr. And the gatherings of dhikr, there are spoils that are derived therefrom. And it's mentioned in a Sahih hadith, Allah's Messenger was asked, O Messenger of Allah, what are the spoils of gatherings of dhikr? He said, the spoils of gatherings of dhikr is Jannah.
وقال الله لنبيه واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه.
And your prophet said, Allah said to your prophet, and let your soul be patient with those who pray to Allah in the morning and the evening, seeking His countenance.
وهو سيد الداعين والذاكرين.
And He is the master of all those who make dua and do dhikr.
والذي علم الأمة كيف تذكر وتدعو.
And He is the one who taught the ummah how to do dhikr and make dua.
لكن ربكم قال اصبر معهم واجلس معهم واصبر نفسك معهم.
However, His Lord commanded him, sit with them and let your soul patiently remain with them.
ولا تعد عيناك عنهم.
And do not avert your eyes from them. And when the verse was revealed, he went to the mosque looking, seeking them out. And he found a group of the poor companions in a corner of the mosque. Remembering Allah Ta'ala, he sat with them.
وقال الحمد لله الذي أراني في أمتي من أمرني أن أصبر نفسي معهم.
He said, praises for Allah who showed me from my ummah those who He commanded that my soul patiently remain with them.
وفي صحيح الإمام مسلم عن معاوية قال خرج علينا رسول الله ونحن في حركة نذكر الله.
In a hadith of Imam Muslim narrated by that is narrated that Muawiyah came out, where Allah be pleased with him, and found that the people were remembering Allah. He greeted us with peace, and then we responded and went silent. So then he sat and said, why did you all sit down? They said, we sat remembering Allah and praising Him for Him having guided us to Islam. So he asked him, he said, I ask you by Allah, that anything, nothing made you sit other than that? And excuse me, it was a hadith from Muawiyah about Allah's Messenger. He said, they said, O Messenger of Allah, nothing other than that made us sit. And he said, I, the Messenger of Allah, said, I didn't ask you out of suspicion.
ولكنه أتاني جبريل أنزل.
However, just a moment, just a little while ago, Jibril came to me.
فأخبرني أن الله يباهي بكم الملائكة.
And he informed me that Allah was proud of you and mentioning that before the angels.
وروى الإمام أحمد في كتاب الزهد عن سلمان الفارسي رضي الله عنه.
And Imam Ahmed narrated his book Az-Zuhd on the authority of Salman al-Farisi, may Allah be more pleased with
them.
He said, we were in a group remembering Allah, and Allah's messenger passed us, and he said, what were you all saying? He said, we are remembering Allah, O Messenger of Allah. He said, verily I saw mercy descending upon you, so I wish to partake with you therein. And the Tabarani narrated with a well authenticated chain from him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the day of rising, a herald will call the people of this group, or the people of this congregation will know who are those of honor before Allah. And they said, and who are those of honor, O Messenger of Allah? He said, those the people of circles of dhikr in the mosques. He said, Ta'ala, in homes in which homes that Allah allowed to be elevated and for His name to be mentioned therein. They glorify Him therein in the morning and the evening men. Men who are not distracted by buying and trading from the remembrance of Allah, and establishing the prayer and giving the zakat. They fear a day in which hearts and eyes are shaken, that Allah may reward them for the best of what they did, and that He can give them an increase of His beneficence. And Allah provides for those whom He wills without measure. And the Bukhari narrated in the Sahih from Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu.
قال إن رفع الناس أصواتهم بالذكر بعد المكتوبة كان على عهد رسول الله.
He said that people raising their voice after the prayer and dhikr occurred during the time of Allah's Messenger.
فكنت أعلم أنهم انصرفوا بذلك إذا سمعته.
And I knew that they had finished the prayer from that when I heard it.
وجاء أيضا بسند صحيح في رواية الإمام أحمد والحاكم عنه صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And it's also narrated with a sahih chain from him, from Imam Ahmad al-Hakim.
لا يبعد قوم يذكرون الله تعالى لا يريدون ذلك إلا وجهه.
No group of people sit remembering Allah Ta'ala, seeking through that only Allah's countenance.
إلا ناداهم مناد من السماء.
Except that a caller calls them from the heaven.
أن قوموا مغفورا لكم قد بدلت سيئاتكم حسنة.
May you all stand forgiven, your evil deeds have been exchanged for good deeds. Oh Allah, bestow us that, grant us that through your generosity. And you show us that through your beneficence, O our Lord. And grant us that favor, O our Master.
Oh,
most merciful and merciful.
وكل ما ذكرناه من الفرائض والنوافل والعلم والذكر آثار صاحب الرسالة.
And all of the mentioned obligations, voluntary prayers, knowledge and dhikr, all of these are the legacy that the messenger left.
علمنا هذا كله والشريعة كلها في مدة فترة مجيزة عاشها بيننا في الحياة.
He taught us all of this and the whole sacred law for just a brief period of time that he lived in this life.
فنبيكم أعظم الآيات.
Your prophet is the greatest of signs and miracles.
صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه. جاء قبله الأنبياء فكانوا هم السرج لهداية الخلق إلى الخالق.
The prophets came prior to him and they were lamps that guided the creation to the Creator.
وكان سبب الرحمة والنجاة.
And he was the cause of mercy and salvation.
كل من خالفهم حل عليه غضب الله.
Everyone who opposed them, Allah's anger descended upon him.
ثم خلد في الآخرة في عذاب الله.
And then he will dwell in the hereafter eternally in Allah's punishment.
وقد أتانا خاتم الرسالة.
And the seal of the message came to us.
بكل ما جاءوا به من حال.
Bringing everything that he brought, everything that they brought of the various states. So he brought guidance to all of creation. And the perfect ways, the light of the perfect ways
gone.
So everything about the messenger is virtue and mercy. And everything about him is proper guidance and wisdom. And he is the imam of anyone fulfilling any mission. And in every single attribute, he is the role model. The Lord said, verily there was for you in Allah's messenger a good role model. For the one who believes in Allah and the last day. And Allah said, revealed to him saying, say, if you do love Allah, follow me and Allah will love you.
يمكن أن يكون سياق الكلام إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوا الله أطيعوا أمره.
You could express this meaning by saying, if you do love Allah, then follow His command.
لكن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني.
However, the way Allah revealed it is, if you love Allah, then follow me.
Follow.
The Prophet saying that.
Ah. مظهر محبة الله محمد.
So the manifestation of love of Allah is the Prophet Muhammad. If you turn away from following him and then claim to love Allah, one is making a false assertion, one is lying. If you do love Allah, then follow me, Allah revealed. And also, this one could say, then follow me, and I will love you. But however, Allah reveals, follow me, and Allah will love you. So the recompense for following me comes from my Lord. Because he is the beloved of his Lord, the chosen of his Lord, the select of his Lord. And the sign from us of our love for Allah is following him. Allah promised for this forgiveness after love. He was a manifestation of perfection in his statements. A manifestation of perfection in his actions. A manifestation of perfection in his attributes. A manifestation of perfection in his worship. An example of perfection in his family and in his society. An example of perfection in his dealing with children. A manifestation of perfection in how he dealt with ladies. A manifestation of perfection, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in how he dealt with the poor. He was a manifestation of perfection in how he dealt with the rich. A manifestation of perfection in how he dealt with governors.
عاش في مكة والمدينة وهو على الخلق العظيم.
He lived in Mecca and Medina in his magnificent character.
وإن كانت الجارية من جوار المدينة تطلب منه أن يذهب إلى أي محل ويكلم لها أي أحد فيذهب معه.
One of the girls of Medina would seek him to come with her anywhere and speak to anyone on her behalf. He would hold children and place them in his noble lap. And some of the children even urinated in his lap. So his father, stood to take him away. He he said, don't interrupt the child when he's urinating. Until the child urinated, conceded that, and then he gave it back to his father. And then after they left, he asked for water and just sprinkled it on his garment in order to purify it. He is the one who says, the best of you are the best to their families, and I am the best to my family.
فإنه صاحب هيبة يمشي في الطريق وحده كأنه جيش مبلغ.
Some of the companions of God came and the ladies and asked them, Aisha, how do you live with the Prophet, peace be upon him, in comfort? And when we see him, he has so much awe that it's like he's approaching with an army.
فلعلكم تتعبون لا تستطيعوا أن تتكلموا ولا أن تتحركوا.
And maybe it's difficult for you. You wouldn't even be able to speak or move in his presence.
قالت لا والله كان قلبه عظيم.
She said, no, I swear by Allah, he had magnificent character.
كان يكون كأحدنا.
He would be with us like one of us.
يتحدث معنا ونتحدث معه.
He would speak to us and we would to him.
ويضحك معنا ونضحك معه.
And he would laugh with us and we would laugh with him.
ولا نبالي له بالا.
And we didn't weren't worried about him, weren't worried about being in his presence.
إلا شاة كانت عندي في البيت.
However, we had a goat in the house.
كانت تذهب وتجي.
It would come and go.
فإذا دخل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم جلست في جانب البيت عند الجدار فلم تقم حتى يخرج رسول الله.
However, when Allah's messenger came in, صلى الله عليه وسلم, it would remain still in the side and on the corner of the house until Allah's messenger left.
قال حتى إذا جاء المؤذن يؤذنه بالصلاة قال فخرجت أنه لا يعرفنا ولا نعرفه.
And she said until the muezzin came calling to prayer, he would stand and leave as though he didn't know us and we didn't know him.
هو الكمال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
He is perfection صلى الله عليه وسلم.
تفقد الفقراء والأرامل فكان كالأب للأرامل والأيتام.
He would check on the circumstances of the poor, so he was like a father for widows and orphans.
وعلم الأغنياء ماذا ينهون وكيف يتصرفون وكيف أين ينجبون.
He taught the wealthy what they should intend, how they should conduct themselves, and upon whom they should spend.
ودخل السوق. ووجد طعاما أدخل يده فيه فإذا تحته مبلل بالماء.
He entered a market and he inserted his hand into a pile of grain and found that it was damp.
ما هذا يا صاحب الطعام؟
And he said, what is this? Asking the merchant.
قال أصابته مطر.
He said, it got rain. It was rained on.
هل جعلته من أعلى حتى يراه المشتري؟
And he said, so wouldn't you put the moist grain from the top so that the person purchasing it would know? Why did you cover it with dry grain? Don't you know that if someone cheats us, he's not from us? Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him, would say, if someone doesn't learn a proper understanding of our religion, he may not conduct business in our market.
وكاتب صلى الله عليه وسلم ملوك الأرض في الشرق والغرب.
And he corresponded صلى الله عليه وسلم with the kings of the world from the east and the west.
وكان يخاطبهم بلسان الواجب بالله.
And he spoke to them with a tongue that was confident in Allah.
قبل فتح مكة وهو ينادي ملوك الأرض أسلم تسلم.
Prior to the conquest of Mecca, he called out, he proclaimed to the kings of the world, embrace Islam and you will be safe. And he didn't pass on until he had established the deen. And it was easy, clear, and manifest. So his Ummah did not fear sedition thereafter, but rather in their consensus they were protected from misguidance. And he left within us the noble Quran, and the radiant prophetic Sunnah, and the noble prophetic
Quran,
and the pure prophetic house. And the learned and pious among his ummah which will not cease until the end of time. From each successive generation, there are upright men or upright people who carry this knowledge. They repudiate the distortion of extremism and the plot of those who would seek to repudiate and the interpretation of the ignorant.
فلا تزال الأرض غائمة فيها الحجة لله تعالى بصلحاء من عباد الله.
So the proof of Allah remains established on this earth through the pious of the Ummah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
لقد جمعنا الله وإياكم في هذه الليلة على هذه الخيرات.
And Allah has united us and you in this night in these good works.
فاطلبوا الكمال في أحوالكم وصفاتكم بصدق التوجه.
So seek perfection in your own states and your own attributes by a genuine turning and by truly turning to Allah.
وتدقيق التنبه.
And by being very precise in your awareness.
قرنتم بهذا القرآن فلا تهجروه.
You were given this Quran, so do not shun it.
وتأملوا من حفظ القرآن فعمل به ألبس والده يوم القيامة تاجا ضوءه أحسن من ضوء الشمس في بيوت الدنيا.
And think about this. If someone memorizes the Quran and acts upon it, his parents are adorned in a crown on the day of rising that is more radiant than the light of the sun was in the houses of the world. This is for both his father and his mother. So what does this memorizer wear? Their reward is because they freed him up to learn and encourage him.
لا تعيشون وأنتم من أهل هذه الأمة العظيمة في بيوتكم من يجهل سيرة هذا النبي وأخباره.
Don't live in this, and you're from this ummah, with people in your homes who are ignorant of the seerah of this prophet. They know the news about soccer players. And they know the names of wrestlers. And they might know the news about some actors. And they don't know how many the children their prophet had. And they don't know how many his wives were.
And
those are the mothers of believers. And they don't know who the 10 who are given glad tidings of paradise are. Does someone like this live in the house of a Muslim? The news of the prophet is distant, and the news of the disbelievers are right within his home.
بيت من هذا؟
Whose house is this?
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم البيت الذي يقرأ فيه القرآن يتراءى لأهل السماء كما تتراءى النجوم لأهل الأرض.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, a house in which the Quran is recited is seen to the people of the heavens the way the people of the earth see the stars. Come to the mosque with hearts that are reverent.
فيدخل إلى المسجد عدد.
A number of people enter the mosque.
وليس ثوابهم واحد.
However, the reward is not the same.
ولا مددهم من الله واحد.
Nor is the what they're given from Allah the same.
ولا استفادتهم من الرحمة على حد واحد.
And their benefit from mercy is not at the same level.
لكن على كثر التعظيم والأدب تكون الرتب.
However, to the extent that they show reverence and adab will be their levels. Some of the pious stopped when he was at the door to the mosque before and he would wait for someone to enter the mosque and enter after him. And they asked him, why do you do this? The mosque is the house of my Lord. When I enter, he looks to my heart. And I'm ashamed before my Lord. I love that he would look to the heart of the believer before me. And he would enter me into or enfold me in the barakah of this believer. That is the station of someone who knows that this is the house of Allah. So his benefit from that house is great. And his reward is immense. Light dawns in his heart whenever he enters the mosque. And he leaves with stronger faith. And with stronger certitude. And with better in his tranquility. And Allah praised the mosque of Quba and the prophetic mosque and said, in it there are men who love to purify themselves. And a group of the hypocrites built a mosque and they said to the Messenger of Allah, come and pray in it. Their intentions were corrupt. And their hearts were not reverent. And maybe its walls were stronger than the mosque of Quba. And maybe it was bigger. However, when he wished to return from Tabuk, and he was going to go to that mosque, the verse was revealed.
وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مَسْجِدًا.
And those who took a mosque as a cause of harm,
تَفْرِيقًا بَيْنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ,
and as a means to disunify the believers,
يُرِيدُونَ أَنْ يَشُبُّوا الْعَصَى.
They wanted to disrupt
the jama'ah. يُنْشِرُونَ الْبَغْضَ فِي الْقُلُوبِ.
They wanted to spread hatred in the hearts.
هَذَا فَعَلُهُ, هَذَا تَرْكُهُ, هَذَا مُفْتِي, هَذَا غَيْرِهِ.
This person did this. He did that. This person is made mistakes. This person is remote. Dividing the believers. Is that the responsibility of the mosque? If the mosques are not a cause of unity and love, then they're not mosques. And it was a fortress for those who had fought Allah and His Messenger before. And they will swear oaths that all we wanted to do was good. My Lord says, and Allah testifies that they are liars. And everyone who just builds a mosque or a madrasa, it doesn't mean that they're the pious. Until they're sincere and their heart is pure, and they acquire or become characterized by the attributes of the pious. Allah ordered the Prophet, never stand therein. And then he went on to say, a masjid that was founded on taqwa from the first day, it's more becoming that you stand therein. That is your noble mosque that was established upon taqwa. You go there. Don't go to their mosque.
فَلَمْ
said, therein there are men who love to be purified. They're not arrogant. They don't insult anyone. They don't incite enmity. They're not dangerous. They're not proud of themselves. They love to be purified. And Allah loves those who purify themselves abundantly.
فهكذا شؤون البيوت الله تعالى جعلنا الله من خواص أهلها.
And that is how the states of the houses of Allah are, may Allah make us from the elect of those houses.
الذين يدلهم الله في العشر يقول قلب معلق بالنار.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم considered or counted from the seven who are in the shade of Allah's throne a man whose heart was attached to the mosque.
قلب معلق بالنار.
His mouth and his heart is attached to the mosque.
يفرح إلى المسجد.
Happy when it comes to the masjid.
يطمئن في المسجد.
He's tranquil in the masjid.
المؤمن في المسجد كالطائر في البستان.
A believer in the masjid is like a bird in a garden.
المنافق في المسجد كطائر في قفص خرج راسه وبقي في رجلان.
And a hypocrite in the mosque is like a caged bird. Its head is protruded and its legs remain therein.
واسطة هذا النور في قلبه إذا خرج من المسجد بقي قلبه معلق بالمسجد.
And through the light that is in the heart of this believer, whose heart is attached to the mosque, when he leaves the mosque, he wants to come back.
وقت يكون في المسجد الجسد والقلب في المسجد.
When he's in the mosque, when he's in the masjid, both his body and heart are in the masjid.
وقت يكون خارج المسجد الجسد خارج والقلب في المسجد.
And when he's out of the mosque, his body is outside and his heart remains in the masjid.
والخارج جسده عن المسجد وقلبه في المسجد أقرب إلى الله من الذي جسده في المسجد وقلبه خارج.
And the one who's outside of the masjid and his heart remains in the masjid is nearer to Allah than the one whose body is in the masjid and his heart is outside.
لأن الله لا ينظر إلى الصور ولا إلى الأجساد.
Because Allah does not look to the forms and the bodies.
ولكن إلى القلوب والنية.
But rather he looks to the heart and intention.
May Allah make our hearts
prostrate.
And
the love of every pious deed that brings us nearer to your love. May your love more beloved to us than our own soul, and our own family, and our wealth, and the cool water during intense thirst. Oh Allah, benefit us through this meeting with our brothers, and aid them to fulfill the command,
until
they represent the remainder of the Muslims well. And they represent your trustworthy prophets in showing Islam and proclaiming Islam in this land in its beauty and perfection. Oh Allah, give us the character of our master prophet, the adab of the prophet. Make our gathering accepted. Make our reward therefore great.
يا أكرم الأكرمين.
Oh, most generous of the generous.
يا أرحم الراحمين.
Oh, most merciful of the merciful.
لا تصرفنا إلا مغفورا لنا.
Don't send us away except that we're forgiven.
إن سيئاتنا حسنات.
Turn our evil deeds into good deeds.
أظهر قلوبنا.
Correct our hearts.
نور قلوبنا.
Enlighten our hearts.
ظهر قلوبنا.
Purify our hearts.
اجعلنا نلقاك بقلوب سليمة.
Make us meet you with healthy hearts.
نحيا بقلوب سليمة.
And we're resurrected with healthy hearts.
لا شك فيها ولا غير.
No ill will or any malice therein. Oh, most merciful of the merciful. And alleviate the hardships of all of the Muslims. And unite them. And reconcile between them. And avert from us and them crookedness and violence. And strengthen within us and give life to strong following of the Prophet Muhammad. Protect us and purify us from following the Jews and the Christians. And all of those who prevent people from your path.
Give
each of us a key to good. And the lock that prevents evil. A summoner to you. Someone who conveys your message. Someone who aids your deen. A servant of your messenger. And his sunnah. And his sharia. And his companions. And the people of his house.
ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا آمنا بما أنزلت واتبعنا الرسول فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين. ربنا إننا سمعنا منادي المنادي لمن آمن بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة.
آمين.
ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة.
آمين.
يا ربي يا حاكم يوم القيامة. يا مالك يوم القيامة. يا من له الأمر يوم القيامة. لا تخزنا يوم القيامة.
آمين.
لا تخزنا يوم القيامة. لا تخزنا يوم القيامة.
آمين.
إنك لا تخلف الميعاد.
آمين.
ولا تغنينا يوم يبعثون. يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. اجعل قلوبنا سليمة.
آمين.
فتكلمنا على الطرق القويمة.
آمين.
واجعل حروبنا من فضلك عظيمة.
آمين.
وارزقنا بنبيك المصطفى.
آمين.
واجعلنا من أهل الصدق والوفاء.
آمين.
وبارك فيما في المسجد والقائمين عليه والمتردين إليه.
آمين.
في هذه البلدة وفي جميع جنوب أفريقيا وفي الأمة أجمعين. اللهم أصلح شأنهم شديد بالتقوى بنيانهم.
آمين.
وثبت اللهم أركانهم وأصلح برهانهم وادفع عنهم كل سوء أحاط به علمك يا الله.
يا الله.
على دارين وحلنا بكل دين وخلنا عن كل دين وجب لنا بالحسنى وأنت راض عنا واجعل آخر كلامنا من هذه الدنيا
لا إله إلا الله
ونعوذ بحقائق حسا ومعنى يا حبيبك محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن سار على دربه من أهل المقام الأسنى يا أكرم الأكرمين ويا أرحم الراحمين دعوهم بها سبحانك اللهم وتحيتهم بها سلام وآخر دعوهم الحمد لله رب العالمين.